Hello, and we're back live at Occupy Portland, and we are talking with, could you state your name, please?
Oh, I am the Monk of Gateway.
Monk of Gateway.
Yeah, that's what everybody knows me as.
Okay. And you've been down here at Occupy Portland for a while?
Yeah, I've been here for 10 days. I'm doing a hunger strike. This is the 10th day. So I've got a real good perspective on what's been going on for the last 10 days.
All right. Enlighten us.
Well, what I would say is we just need to get hooked up a little bit farther than we are now.
Hooked up in what way?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get a forum going this afternoon and get a proposal this evening that we connect with New York and try to make it a live over the internet thing and put that together and see if we can't pull that much of ourselves together to do that.
Right.
And then get unified. They did a declaration of occupation of New York City. I know it's online. There's copies in our library. And this is exactly a good starting point to put focus on where it needs to be put. They've already done the work. And a hell of a lot more people thinking about it than good old Portland. And I love Portland, don't get me wrong. But, it's time for us to pull this thing together and quit being little pieces of splinter and form a club to beat the hell out of them.
I have that. I have a copy of that declaration of the occupation of New York City.
Excellent.
We gather together in solidarity to express a feeling of mass injustice, we must not lose sight of what brought us together. We write so that all people who feel wronged by the corporate forces of the world can know that we are your allies. As one people united, we acknowledge the reality that the future of the human race requires the cooperation of its members, that our system must protect our rights, and upon corruption of that system, it is up to the individuals to protect their own rights and those of their neighbors, that a democratic government derives its just power from the people, but corporations do not seek consent to extract wealth from the people and the earth, and that no true democracy is attainable when the process is determined by economic power. We come to you at a time when corporations which place profit over people, self-interest over justice, and oppression over equality run our governments. We have peaceably assembled here, as is our right, to let these facts be known. And then there's a whole list of grievances. It's kind of like the Declaration of Independence.
It was modeled after that, and I commend them for doing that. I think it was just absolutely perfect in their statement. And I want to see Portland get behind this.
Mm-hmm.
So we all are in the same direction and moving towards the same point instead of being splintered off. Because it's very difficult to be a one entity. We ain't going to be the middle of this. The middle's already begun, and it's actually the entire nation. We all just got to wake up to the fact that we got to get connected to each of these movements so we can get a definite pattern going throughout the entire 50 states. That's what's really important.
Yeah. And this list of grievances also encourages other people to assert your power, exercise your right to peaceably assemble, occupy public space, create a process to address the problems we face, and generate solutions accessible to everyone.
Exactly.
To all communities that take action and form groups in the spirit of direct democracy, we offer support, documentation, and all of the resources at our disposal. Join us and make your voices heard.
Indeed. And that's exactly what I'm going to put forward before this assembly here in Portland. And see if we can't get that ratified and then get a direct link connection to them so that we are hooked up and knowing what everybody's doing. I'd like to see this go from here to there, then up to Seattle, then down to San Francisco, then all the way down to San Diego, over to Houston, et cetera, et cetera.
Which isn't that hard to do. I mean, there's technology.
No, it's easier now.
We got the technology.
And I'm surprised that it hasn't been done yet. I mean, I've been sitting in my little spot over there with my little signs saying less government. And I've been waiting for something to happen. that's going to really make a rock difference.
Now, is your hunger strike an open-ended hunger strike?
I'll decide when it's over.
And what is your objective?
To see change take place. Real change take place. And that ain't going to be easy for this country.
What kind of change are you talking about specifically?
Well, my main goal is to get the damn money out of the government, man. As far as the candidacies and the financial backing and the corporation backing, all that crap. And I'd really tell you the truth, folks. I'd love to see everybody say, you know what, Mr. Congressman, Mr. Senator, Mr. Governor, your wages are now cut in half, and you can forget about getting your wages for life. I only get Social Security.
Well, and
what makes
that should
you
be enough to be a
me?
Public servant, right?
I am a sovereign. I am a sovereign of this United States.
I mean,
I hope everybody knows what sovereign is.
If the elderly can live on Social Security, then our Congress members should be able to
They're
as well.
They're already multimillionaires.
Ron Wyden was not a millionaire when he went into office.
Agreed.
He's a millionaire now.
Wow, imagine that. They all get bought.
Yeah,
and that's what we got to stop. That is what we got to stop.
You know, of the Congress members in the U.S. Congress, half are in the top 1%.
Oh, yeah. That's no surprise.
So, yeah, a little surprise, no surprise that they're not behind us.
Well, hey, guys, I want to thank you for listening to me. I want to encourage anybody out there listening, they want to come down to this forum at 2 o'clock. Or the General Assembly at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's make this happen. I mean, some of you can remember the 60s. What was the happening? We're at the ultimate happening, guys. Let's make it happen.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks. Again, we're live at Occupy Portland. And and maybe you want to bring the mic over. Cool. So we've got another person to interview. And this Declaration of the Occupation of New York City is available on their website, OccupyWallStreet.org. And it's got a long list of grievances against the corporate powers that that run the government. That's according to this movement. And so there are a number of grievances listed there. Sound of Occupy Portland at 9:25 in the morning.
We're joined now by someone else who wants to speak their mind over the stream live. What's your name?
Paul Hadley.
Hi, Paul. How are you faring today?
Pretty good. As good as could be expected, pretty much.
Are you living here at the camp?
Yes, ma'am. I've been here since the beginning.
And what's been your experience here?
I've been watching a lot of people get along with each other, pretty much, and surviving. Peacefully.
And where were you living before?
Originally, I was born in Columbus, Ohio. I was raised in the 50th state, Hawaii, before it was a state. And Barack Obama went to the public school. A very good school, I might add. He was very well educated.
Right.
And I hope we would reconsider to go up against the presidency one more time. You don't get anywhere by just starting something and then quitting in the middle of it.
Hmm. So, have you been camping out here? You have a tent and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that been like? Have you been able to get sleep?
Yeah, and being in a wheelchair, I get help from people every morning to get up and get back in the wheelchair and start another day.
So, what's it like here for somebody who's in a wheelchair?
It's interesting because you get to observe things from a kid's point of view, kind of. Mm. Kids are the future. Without the kids, we're nothing. Without the adults to teach the kids, we're nothing as well. The internet has been around ever since I've been in computers. I've been in computers now for about 34 years.
Wow. Wow. And I guess you've seen a lot of change in that time.
Every day is like Christmas because you get to discover what's new or what's next. Mm.
So, have you been able to get the medical support that you need as somebody who is living in a wheelchair?
I've gotten medical support up until this morning when they said, well, I think you ought to go see your own doctor. We can't help you anymore.
Really?
They're afraid to help because they aren't sure what's going on.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, my father was a doctor, an anesthesiologist, for the first heart team in Hawaii. He also gave the world something very important to emergency rooms, the crash cart. Something equipped, as simple as a Craftsman tool test, on wheels, equipped with everything in order to set an operation into motion safely.
And how long, you were lived in Hawaii for quite a while, and how long have you been in Portland itself?
A little over 30 years.
Oh.
And the one thing that impressed me when I moved to Portland in the beginning was there were very few dirty streets around. And they're still pretty much that way. I mean, clean and safe helps everybody keep things squared away.
Right.
And the politicians are trying their best to get along, I guess. I mean, they're trying to deal with everything one thing at a time. But it's interesting to watch the process go on.
Right. Mm. So right before Occupy Portland and you moved to this camp, where were you living?
I'm actually living with Mom.
Okay.
And due to flaws in the 911 system that we've all read about, I was due to flaws in the 911 system that I pointed out, other people came in and convinced her to take on a restraining order.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Other people came in and convinced her that if she called 911 again, she maybe ought to take on a restraining order, which is very stupid. I wasn't deserving to be just thrown on the street, but I was.
How long ago was that?
About a year ago.
A year ago.
So it must be hard having to live on the street in a wheelchair. I mean, what's been your experience there?
Actually, I meet new people every day. I make friends every day. I mean, sometimes I get hurt. But even getting hurt brings about change.
I mean, I can imagine even using public restrooms must be difficult.
No more difficult than getting socked in the eye by somebody that's bigger than you are, in a wheelchair.
That happens to you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. So
yet I forgave him. I could have pressed charges, but I forgave him. It's kind of like forgive and turn the other cheek.
And so then, what about the camp? I mean, do you see it as better than just being out on the street on your own?
Oh, yeah. Because people are coming together to help each other. It's not just randomly selecting people that you want to deal with. It's a lot of good people helping each other in all walks of life.
Yeah. Right. Are a lot of the people out here camping people who have been on the street, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Quite a few of them. I recognize a lot of them. I've met a lot of people over the past year.
Right.
And like I said, a lot of people enjoy helping each other.
And that's pretty evident in this camp.
Yep.
Getting a lot of your needs met, getting some good hot meals.
Yep. Everything in one place. Taking care of each other. And even sharing ideas.
That's what's really encouraging about this. Everybody's yep. sharing ideas about where
well,
to go.
That's why I work with engineering and the beekeepers.
I see
they
that.
They work hand in hand.
Right. Have you been with the peacekeepers for a while?
Yeah.
How's that been going? Have you been doing the night patrols or day patrols or a little both?
Just general.
Just general?
General engineering. I've even offered to help put a wireless system around the camps with my own equipment.
So some of that free internet you've brought in?
Very good.
Some of the free internet that's available has been through your doing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the access to education should be free. Or at least affordable.
I mean,
right after 9/11, I enrolled back in school because I never got a degree in computers. Yet I attained that status of knowing a lot about them. But when 9/11 happened, I was sitting fishing on the Willamette and the Clackamas River 3 days afterwards. With five veterans on the same point, and their solution was unacceptable. They should have said thought about what they were saying. Yet I heard them say, "We had to just go over and nuke the sand bastards." Unacceptable. I looked at them after half an hour of listening to them, and I looked at them and I said, "What are you out to punish New York City again?" They said, "What do you mean?" I said, which way do you think the wind blows? Straight across the Atlantic into New York City. Fallout City at that point again. Not only would they have been burned with fire, they would have been surrounded by nuclear fallout on that case. Unacceptable. Nuclear power is a lousy, dirty weapon. Yet it is the answer to providing acceptable and usable power to the world.
What about solar and wind?
Solar and wind is good too. All of it is good.
Well, we have to look for the future generations, you know, 7-10 generations down the line that have to deal with the fallout from that nuclear power.
Well, yet you can use things to cool the rods inside the nuclear power plants without even touching the water.
As long as there's no earthquake.
No. That's about as useless as saying, well, Japan, if we hadn't given them the nuclear technology and the earthquake hadn't happened, I mean, come on. They put together stuff right under everybody's noses with metal. Metal being cooled by salt water. Inevitably, it cracks. If it had been done with plastic, it would have made that survivable. We would have never had the nuclear fallout in the atmosphere. Thank God we live in Portland, because the rain clears the atmosphere. I was educated in nuclear technology when I was 12 years old. My grandfather knew Einstein and Edison.
Wow.
Welcome to the age of E equals MC squared. Energy times mass times light speed squared is still being modified by the neutrino theory.
True.
We all evolve slowly. If you go too fast, you make mistakes. The enemy of good is better too quickly.
Wow.
But you have to know what you're talking about nuclear-wise before you shoot it down. It is still the most efficient way to generate large amounts of energy for the world. I mean, Trojan used to supply the power for all of the Northwest, plus California, half of California. Yet we chose to eliminate it because of fears. We should restore it slowly, but cooling the outside with steel balls, with liquid filling through the balls to cool without ever coming into contact with the core. Then they could cool it down to 65 degrees easy.
Right.
Without ever touching the core fluid. Just by recirculating. And that technology has been known for 25 years.
How long do you see yourself staying here at Occupy Portland?
Pretty much as long as it takes.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to have... I would love to have Thanksgiving with my family, yet my family is all around me.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see Christmas time around here.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing about Thanksgiving and Christmas, because, yeah, there is certainly bonding going on here.
To see the homeless giving Christmas presents to each other.
It's a beautiful thought. And you're right, people are, it is becoming to feel like a family here. You see the same faces every day, and people are building relationships and helping each other out.
Well, I've paneled too. And the people are very giving to the band members. They give as much as they can.
Right.
And it's interesting to see how many people care about what's going on.
It is. It is. It's pretty heartening, actually.
Yep. I just want to wind it up by saying... something that's very simplistic, but a little bit religious.
I know.
But peace be with everybody in the city of Portland and around the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Paul. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Be seeing you around. All right. Now we'll go back to a previously recorded event from around the occupying world. Talking to me?
Abdul Hafif, who is the Amir of the Muslim Community Center here in Portland.
Yes,
welcome,
ma'am.
To KBOO.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I understand that you were down at the